أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. I seek refuge with the Rabb of the dawn from the evil of his creation and the evil of the darkness when it spreads out, and the evil of those who practice secret arts, and the evil of the one that is jealous when he comes and practices his jealousy. Habib ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu says that Rasulullah has some advice: recite these three surahs. Qul huwallah, Qul a'uz bi rabbil falaq, and Qul a'uz bi rabbil nas. These surahs will suffice you. Recite them in the morning, it will suffice you for the day, and you will recite them in the evening, it will suffice you at night. Uthbah ibn Amir radiyallahu anhu says that Nabi Sallam once recited these two surahs in the Maghrib Salah, and thereafter he advised that recite the surahs in the morning and the evening. On one occasion he advised that recite the surahs after every salah. Reasons for the revelation of these two surahs was that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was affected with someone practicing secret arts against him. This continued for approximately 6 months until two angels came down. One sat at the head side and the other at the side of the feet, and they began to discuss what has happened to this person, that is the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the other replied that he is affected with some secret arts, some jadu. Who has done this? Labid ibn Asim. So overall, this was practiced by the Jews, but they got Labid ibn Asim to practice this, who showed himself as a Muslim, but really he wasn't. So what has he used to practice this? Says the comb of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and some of the strands that were remaining on the comb, and some knots were tied with some needles, and thereafter they were buried deep into a well. Where is the well? The location was given. So Rasulullah went to the spot, and there was a big boulder that was covering this. This was removed, and these two surahs were recited. With the recitation of every verse, then the knots began to open, and Rasulullah was relieved of the effect of the jadu, or the secret arts that were practiced against him. Allama ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi says that these surahs are so important in a life of a Muslim that is even more important than his wealth, his belongings. In fact, it's more important than his physical well-being as well. The person gets affected with two things. Essentially, one is his thinking process goes off, his thought goes off, and the second is that he is instigated with emotions or temptations. So two things move you off the course. One is your thinking goes off, or Shaitan plays with the temptations. The thought and temptations, these are the two important things that put the person on course or throw him off the course. So the first surah is about your temptations and your emotions, and a protection against temptation and emotion, whether you've been instigated by someone, emotions that run high, or you became furious of your own. So these two surahs, the first surah is for your material well-being. Or let us talk about evil that is perceivable. So any evil that is perceivable, and we are seeking Allah Ta'ala's protection against the harms that are perceivable. So the harms that are perceivable, you all understand them, we can see them, and we can perceive them. And then the procedure of the Quran is that when it is perceivable pain or loss, injury, if it's coming from some person, then we avert it with kindness. Idfa' billati ahsan. Ignore the person, avoid the trouble, and avoid it in a dignified manner, not to instigate someone or not to spur him up further, but in a dignified manner, move away, overlook, forgive. Normal human being, if you are kind and you avoid the trouble with dignity, then the trouble goes out of your path. So this is the first disaster, call it a trouble, call it a problem, that comes in the way of man, a problem that is physical, a problem that is perceivable. And you avoid it with good manners, with kindness. اِدْفَعَ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنَ. So therefore, one sifat and attribute of Allah Ta'ala has been used as a protection against this. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. We are asking Allah Ta'ala's protection, the Rabb of the dawn. So why was this word used, the Rabb of the dawn? Because the night comes with all its evil. Secret arts that are practiced, they are practiced in the night. Robbers, thieves, they normally become active at night. And dangerous animals also become more active at night than during the day. So most of the wrongs that are practiced in the darkness of the night. And the dawn and the early morning comes to remove all the darkness. So therefore, this attribute of Allah Ta'ala has been used. One brings about the dawn, the light from, he brings the light from the night. Against the evil of all his creation, against darkness when it spreads out, against those who practice secret arts, and the jealous person when he practices his jealousy. The second surah, A'udhu bi Rabbin Nas, here three attributes of Allah Ta'ala have been used: Rabbin Nas, Malikin Nas, and Ilahin Nas. And Lama explained that in this second surah or the last surah, three attributes have been used. because the disaster and the harm here is far greater than the harm of physical causes or material causes. Material loss or a physical loss, the most that can happen is someone can hurt you physically, he can hurt you materially, and if he hurts you physically, the most he can do is he can kill you. And even if he kills you, you become a shaheed, it's not a serious loss. But the last surah, is you are asking and pleading Allah Ta'ala, and you are pleading to him for refuge against spiritual and imani problems. Here, the enemy here is not perceivable, you can't see him. So who's the enemy here? Here the enemy is either your nafs or shaitan. It's your own self, your own mind, or it is shaitan. And both these enemies aren't perceivable. And they are so shameless, self or shaitan, both are so shameless, that a normal human being, when you are kind and courteous to him, he will move away. But shaitan and your temptation, with all the kindness you show to it, they're not going to move away. So they are so shameless. Therefore, the only way to secure refuge is secure refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this respect. Because you cannot see the enemy, and the enemy will not relent, no matter how courteous and how kind you've been, but he's not going to be relenting. Then, in a man's life, there are approximately five phases. The first phase is his infancy. So therefore, the attribute, the sifat that has been used, Rabbin Nas, the nurturer of mankind, the Rabb of mankind, who takes care, who brings him up, who maintains him and sustains him. So this is, in a childhood, this is what is most glaring in that phase of your life, the aspect of nurturing, taking care, etc. You identify with the one that is nurturing you, taking care of you. So therefore, this attribute has been used first, because this is the first phase of your life. This is what you identify and relate to. Then as you grow up, you are strong and steady, then the second thing that comes to your mind, now I'm strong and steady, and I don't need anybody, I can stand, I can do things for myself. So this happens when you have reached your adulthood, you are strong, and you can generate income for yourself, stand for yourself. So here Allah Ta'ala reminds you, I am the king of mankind. So at this phase of your life, you are most considerate about the law, about the ruler, about the boss. This is the person that you identify with. Although I'm strong and steady, but I need this person here. He is the ruler, he is the boss, he is my master, and I need to take instructions from him. So if you think too much of yourself, then understand that Allah Ta'ala is Malik Innas, he is the king of mankind, and when he is the king and he is the ruler, then it is his decision that prevails. So therefore, you seek the refuge of Allah Ta'ala being the king of mankind. Then when a person passes this phase, becomes a little bit advanced in age, then he knows how to conspire, work his schemes, and maneuver around. He learns all these things. So the mankind is reminded, Ilahin Nas, remember, if you think that you can maneuver, you can strategize, then there is an ilah, there is a ma'bud, there is a god. He knows everything that is discreet and open. So you can avoid and play games with people, but how are you going to avoid and conceal yourself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So therefore, this third sifat has been used to draw the attention of mankind that even if you are sharp and smart, but remember there is someone above you who knows you in and out. He knows what is absolutely discreet and open. Nothing can be concealed of him. So this is the third phase of mankind that he goes through. And the fourth phase that a man goes through in Sharil Waswas is then when he is a little bit more advanced in age, then He cuts himself from the worldly pleasures, etc. Now he's old and advanced, and he doesn't have those type of temptations that he had when he was 20. Now he's 65, 70. So those things may not allure him, and those things may not tempt him. But then the thing that goes in his mind at that time, when he's past that age, 55, 65, then thoughts begin to play up with him. He begins to have thoughts about iman, then doubts about his belief, then thoughts about his ikhlas and sincerity, then thoughts about his material security, and concerns about his reputation, concerns about his children. So all these things will play up in his mind at that time. Min sharril waswas. He is coming onto the right, but with coming on the right, all these thoughts begin to storm his mind. What's going to happen to me, my advanced age, when I'm totally handicapped? What's going to happen to my children? What's going to happen about their future? And what's going to happen to my family? So these type of thoughts will overcome you. Sometimes it is thoughts about iman. Sometimes it's thoughts about doubts about people. That someone will just whisper some message in your ear, and your whole attitude can change. One single line can bring about a whole change in your attitude. So this is that fourth stage of man, fourth phase of man, where his thinking is most crucial. Min sharril waswasil khannas. Then the last phase is you asking Allah Ta'ala's protection against all these evils. And protection against this is so important. Your mind is right. If your mind is right, then the entire body takes the instruction from the mind. The mind tells you, all right, let's watch porn, and the whole body becomes activated, and you can't resist. The mind says, let's go for a holiday, and the whole body becomes activated. Let's start off a business, and the whole body becomes activated. One person passes a rumor or some gossip to you, and your whole friendship is transformed into enmity. Just one single line, one message, and your whole thought process is affected. So everything goes wrong when the mind is affected. Therefore, the hadith teaches us, أعوذ بك من شر نفسي ومن شر الشيطان والشرك. Allah Ta'ala, I ask refuge from the evil of myself and the evil of my shaitan and his whispers, his shirk, etc. So this last surah is so important, the words of Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi, that it's even more important than all your physical and material needs. It's so important that it's like a immunity or a cover, a security for your iman, for your right thinking, that your thinking doesn't go off. Your understanding and your reasoning doesn't become perverted. So therefore, three sifat are used of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guarantee you and to secure you this protection. Overall, what Allah Pak wants is that at any time you will latch onto Allah ta'ala. Man's nature is such that he wants to latch onto something for his peace of mind, for the security of his concerns, then he wants to latch onto something. So Allah Ta'ala is showing you that if you latch onto anything material, material is temporary, it's conditional, and when you are latching onto it, it will one day disappoint you. So you latch on the right being, will never fail you, he'll never disappoint you, because his treasures have no ending, and he fears none. People or material have some end, or they are conditional, and Allah Ta'ala is not subject to any condition, he's not subject to any person, and his treasures are unending. So latch onto Allah Ta'ala, hold on to him, put your trust and your confidence in him, and you will never be disappointed, you will never fail. So this Rasura is guiding our thinking. That correct your thinking, put your trust in me, ask of me, beg of me, and put all your mind into me. When you put your mind into me and you will see a direction, you will see the road clearly, and you will not be in a troubled state. Your mind will not be in trouble, in agony, in pain and grief. The importance of these two surahs, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. مِنْ شَرِّ الْوَسْوَاسِ الْخَنَّاسِ. So Allah Ta'ala made this enemy, shaitan, and your nafs such that they are with you right till the very end. So right till the very end, last breath, then your trust and your hope must be in Allah Ta'ala alone. Let not a second pass, even a minuscule of a second pass, with you being boastful of yourself or your treasures, your power and might and influence. Let it all be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My hope is in Him. My trust is in Him. I have the full confidence in Him, not in the material or not in any person. It is only in Allah ta'ala that I hope, I long. So that must be the state of the mind of a Muslim throughout his life. A minute, a second mustn't pass. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullahi used to say, Bharosa nahi is nafse ammara ka, farishta bhi ye ho jaye, usse badguma rehna. You cannot trust yourself, even if you become like an angel, innocent, pure, good, like an angel. But your work and your duty is just remain in suspect with this nafs. You do not know when it will take the turn. It's going straight, and in a second it can just trip, it can cause you to collapse and cause your fall. So the only being that you can trust and hope, long and rely upon is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let this not escape you at any second and any moment of your life. Then this evil words and evil seditions, they can come from jinnat and they can come from men as well. Sometimes we think it's only jinnat that can instigate and then can inject evil thoughts into your minds. Then this evil thoughts can be also injected in your mind by men. What is the media doing? And what is the news doing? And what is the WhatsApp doing? All these are shaping your mind, shaping your thought. So as though Allah Pak is saying you, that if you don't hand yourself to me entirely, you don't surrender yourself to me entirely, then you'll become a slave of all these things. The media will enslave you, the nafs will enslave you, people will enslave you, friends will enslave you, and they will enslave you such that you can't break away from their shackles. So the right way is just shackle yourself with me, my might, my glory, my power, my beauty is unending. You have held on to that for قَدِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُسْقَى. You have held on to a handhold that can never break. May Allah grant us His protection. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Salatu wassalamu ala Rasulil Kareem. Wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. إِلَّا تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا ولا ندامة ولا مفتونين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان. اللهم اجعلنا من الراشدين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. والله تعالى forgive all our sins. والله تعالى minute open sins hidden and open sins, Allah Ta'ala, forgive them all. Our sins, the sins of our parents, our satisa, our mashayikh, our silsilas, and all that were an inspiration and a motivation for us to come on to the cause, to come on to righteousness, to have your marifat and your understanding, Whoever helped us in whichever way from the very beginning till now, and even in the future, whoever helps us moreover in deen, and those that help us in dunya matters as well, Allah forgive them all. Give all the sins, the past and the future. Allah make all the phases, the marahil of this life and the next life easy. Allah, those Muslims that are in any pain, in any difficulty, any zulm and oppression, any type of constraint, Allah remove the constraint, the difficulty, the problems. Allah, those that have died and gone into your mercy, Allah, those that are already blessed, elevate the status, elevate the maqam, and let them be pleased with you. And those that are under some trial, Allah, forgive them, O Allah. The blessings of the Quran, our parents, our friends, Muslims all over, Allah, forgive them all, Allah. Forgive them all, your mercy, your kindness has no borders, Allah. We have limitations, and you have no limits. There's none to constrain you, none to restrain you, Allah. So when you come on to forgiveness, forgive all, Allah. All Muslims that have passed on, forgive them all, Allah. Those that are around, Allah, secure them, their material, their physical being, their iman, their deen. Let it be that their iman, their deen, their thinking is not interrupted by evil forces, shaitan, media, WhatsApp, and all the evil devices that we have, wrong friends, wrong company, wrong association, wrong places. Let us all be safe from this, from all this mischief, all this evil. Let our thinking be all absorbed in your thought, in your muhabbat, in your ma'rifat, that we become thankful to you, we begin to recognize you, begin to appreciate your favors, O Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, all of us have some concerns, and you know exactly what the concerns are all about. Allah Ta'ala, fulfill and see to all the concerns, O Allah Ta'ala. We ask you for all that, the good that Rasulullah Pasim had asked for, and we ask refuge against all the evil that Rasulullah Pasim had asked for. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم صلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.